Our business editor, Giles Beckford, is here. Kia ora, e hoa he, aha, ngā kōrero kai pakihi I tēnei ata. What's going on in the business world and what's going on in the markets?
Kia ora to you, Susie. Yes, Wall Street main indices are lower. They've fallen from record levels. Investors just starting to question whether the high prices of some of those stocks are justified by the earnings that they're reporting. Tesla shares took a bit of a tumble after a fatal car crash involving one of its vehicles. And cryptocurrency-related stocks also down after Bitcoin has fallen 10% overnight. So the result is Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 0.4%, the NASDAQ down 1%, the broader S&P 500 about 0.5% lower. Our own top 50 index had a solid start to the week, gaining 80-odd points, about 0.2%. And the New Zealand dollar, a touch stronger at 71.7 US cents and 92.5 Australian.
Now, New Zealand lagging behind similar economies worldwide in terms of productivity.
Yeah, as we've been hearing in the news, the Productivity Commission's latest report says the country's becoming less competitive. It makes it harder to maintain and improve the well-being of what people expect and want. It's compared our top 30 companies with those in smaller advanced economies, such as Denmark and Singapore, and found that we lagged them significantly. The Commission's chair, Ganesh Nana, says the focus must be on innovation and moving away from volume to value-added products.
Let's grow some big frontier firms. Let's grow what we call those anchor firms that will enable a lot of the smaller firms to develop underneath that canopy. And I think that's the missing element.
And we'll hear more from Ganesh Nana on that issue in our main bulletin 10 to 7.
Now, the online share platform Sharesies is taking a bit of a trans-Tasman journey.
The online trade is expanding. It's offering direct trading on the Australian Stock Exchange. It joins Sharesies' current offering of direct trading on the local exchange and on US markets as well. And it follows the recent offering of Sharesies to Australian investors. One of the co-founders, Brooke Roberts, says a trial run with 25,000 investors resulted in $3 million worth of transactions, which she says points to solid demand.
We've already seen investments going into companies like Xero that were homegrown here, to Qantas, obviously, with the opening up of the borders. I'm looking forward to seeing more Kiwis have access to these investment options. And so far, we've seen over 1,000 of the companies and funds available on the Australian Stock Exchange bought through Sharesies.
And we'll hear more from Brooke Roberts on that in the main bulletin. We'll also have a look at the state of play in the insolvency sector. And, of course, the latest from the financial markets at around 10 to 7.